Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Hour two of overtime coming at you live here, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Robert Kraft just coming out, releasing a statement. Schefter tweeting it out. Malcolm just shared it with us. Talking about Gronk?
Yeah, man.
He has not signed his retirement papers officially.
They are officially not signed, so he can come back. And I guess based on what Kraft, as well as, you know, others in the building, they want Gronk. You know, come win you another ring. He's lost a lot of weight, though, man.
He can't play tight end anymore. He'd have to start juicing again.
I mean, he's lost about 50 pounds, it looks like.
He does not look like he would. I mean, he looks good.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like he'd play anything but kicker right now in the NFL.
It's a healthy weight.
Oh, most definitely. You know, he's taking all that CBD oil, man. He's endorsing all that. Said it cured his CTE.
That shows me he has the biggest case of CTE, and he should not be on a football.
I cured my CTE. Got rid of it.
You remember he told a doctor, actually, like, what, bro? That's a whole doctor, Rob.
Dr. Gronk.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, Fox Sports announced on Tuesday that he was going to join the NFL programming as part of their organization. He had that statement that didn't really sound like it came from him.
No, it did not.
I'm going to read it real quick just because it's fun to imagine Gronk.
Please,
saying,
man.
This. Gronk's voice. Hey, guys. business, Gronk. I'm extremely excited to be joining Fox Sports. For the past 25 years, they've offered viewers top-notch NFL programming, from the field to the booth to the studio. Their deep talent roster is unmatched. Deep. Which is important for me as I embark on this new chapter in my life, because I'll be able to learn from the best in the business and make a lot of 69 jokes whenever someone has a 69% completion percentage.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys heard that one? Hey, Troy. Let me tell you about 69, Troy.
Justin, you're a fool, bro. We're going to lose him, man. We're going to lose Justin. His impersonations
easily
are too good, man.
Easily. Gronk's not coming back to play football, though.
Yeah, wrap that up, man. That's not happening.
I'd like to see him and Terry Bradshaw play chess.
You think Gronk knows how to play chess?
No, that's why it'd be funny. Those two are idiots.
I think Gronk would just, like, knock over the king and be like, ha, king me.
Is something actually wrong with Terry Bradshaw, now that I'm thinking about it? I've always thought that. I'm worried about him.
I mean,
he's an actual idiot.
He needs to cut. Just go all the way bald, man. Enough. Enough, y'all.
Why is he still trying to carry around that hair?
Just, if y'all see me like that, man, y'all just need to let me know. Hey, bro, go ahead and drop the top. You feel me? Because that right there is not it.
We'll get you some Rogaine. We'll help you out.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. We got you.
I appreciate it.
Gronk's not coming back. What the hell is Robert Kraft trying to do?
Just probably put public pressure on Gronk to come back.
It wasn't that many months ago he had the whole massage parlor thing happen, by the way. We haven't talked about that in forever.
But Antonio Brown has.
Yeah, he sure has.
Antonio Brown said on his Instagram Live the other day that the Patriots should give him a call because they need to pay him and he might as well earn it. Robert Kraft is never, ever interacting with.
He's probably never going to talk to him again. Yeah.
No, they're going to fight paying him.
Oh, absolutely here. Patriots don't need help, especially tonight. They're 17-point favorites against the Giants tonight. This one's in Foxborough. The Giants are not winning.
Y'all taking the over or under on that?
What is over under?
42.5.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over too, bro.
Mainly because of the Patriots.
If Daniel Jones shows up, like he did Daniel week Jones one. The Daniel
Jones legend game, maybe.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the Daniel Jones fantastic
What's
era.
The current lawn?
Stetson, what are you doing? Stop scratching that.
Yeah, that might that oh, gets picked really? Up.
Oh
yeah.
My god, that was the like the worst sound I've ever heard.
I was
live.
Like dying.
What is that? What
Stetson,
is the line?
Stetson doesn't have headphones on. He doesn't know he was making Sorry. That sound. It's okay. The line 17.
Fair yeah, enough.
17 Patriots.
I mean, with the Giants missing three of their top players, I can definitely understand that.
I think this is going to be a Brady game that he shows people, hey, I still got a little something left. Because honestly, if we're just being completely objective, Tom Brady has looked average this year. Let's just call it what it is.
Even if he does have a game like that, are you going to be impressed? Because I'm not.
Skip Bayless is.
I guess so.
I mean, with all the checkdowns he does and... I mean, he doesn't really have that many throws further than 20 yards anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if they get up by two, three touchdowns, they're just going to start running the ball and yeah. run the clock out.
Yeah.
Who we got on the phones, Justin?
We got Westchester.
We got Westchester on the Next Door Home Group Hotline. Let's go over and talk to him right now. Westchester, good evening.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Making it, man.
Making it.
Good, good, good. Hey, I'm looking forward. I'm looking ahead here, and I'm looking at tailgating plans, possibly for Carolina, and this is how bad Tennessee is right now. I'm looking at the SEC slate, and we might not even be the worst game. Actually, we're going to be probably the worst game because, unfortunately, Missouri at Kentucky is probably going to be a better game than us. I was hoping Tennessee was going to somehow squeeze that 7 o'clock slot for that game, but I mean, LSU is going to play Florida tomorrow or Saturday, and if they win that, then the SEC game of the week is what, Auburn-LSU? Is that right, that week?
Even if they lose, that's, to me, going to be the 3:30 slot on CBS. You have Arkansas at Alabama. I think that's a nooner, especially because they got their night game they wanted. Mississippi State and A&M. That could possibly be a 7 o'clock slot if Mississippi State does beat Tennessee on Saturday, but I'm with you. I think South Carolina at Tennessee, I think that's a 7 p.m. kick.
Is there any chance we get the 9?
No. No, sure, I hope not, man.
Not again.
Please,
not
nah. Again. I really do not want that.
Because, I mean, nationally, there's only two top 25 games at this point, right? Like, the Buckeyes hosting Wisconsin and the Fighting Jesus is at Michigan.
I mean, what does it take, guys? I'm really not well versed as far as scheduling, but you know, typically like 6 p.m. kickoffs. What? How does that come into play?
Well, I mean, right now at this point in the schedule, there's the flex scheduling going on, right? Okay. Because not a lot of these games can be set in stone. CBS is always going to pick up their SEC game of the week, and then ESPN basically fights over the scraps, and that's what's starting to happen next week. That's why Alabama-Tennessee is a 9 o'clock kickoff.
You know what I think is funny, man? We still haven't had a CBS game. Yeah.
Good.
Has that been announced yet?
Because I don't think
Tennessee at Alabama really 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Tennessee-Alabama is 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's a 9 o'clock ESPN kickoff.
Oh, well, good news. I don't have to worry about watching that. I'll be asleep already. But
wait, you don't want to
see? I wouldn't mind a 9 o'clock home game against Carolina. Can you imagine how hammered that our fan base is going to be? We're not going to sell a whole lot of beer in the stadium, but, you know, we'll show up.
Though I have a full day of getting lubed up, basically.
I just don't want that noon, because that would just be... But, I mean, like I said, Tennessee is so bad that we could fall to the noon. So, but then again, if you're going to televise a Tennessee's first conference win of the year, you might want to put that at 7. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, we haven't beat Will Muschamp.
Ever.
Ever, man. Like, it's annoying how frustrating this is at this point. So, hopefully...
Reminds me of a former coach that we could have hired one time that we let go to Florida.
Who was that?
Guy from Johnson City.
Oh, just some guy. Some guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He failed at the Redskins, but he was a great college coach. You know, like the next Tennessee coach should be. Failed at the Redskins, but hopefully a good college coach.
You really like Jay Gruden to come coach old Tennessee, Westchester?
Hey, just because you can't coach at Washington doesn't mean you can't be a good a good college coach. Just because you can't play quarterback at Washington doesn't mean you can't be a great college QB. I mean, there's a lot of Tennessee Washington SEC ties here.
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about Heath Schuler, aren't you?
Yeah, Heath Schuler couldn't play at Washington, but he was great in the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough,
Spurrier couldn't coach at Washington, but he was fantastic at two schools in the SEC. He took two schools to the SEC title game. And correct me if I'm wrong, but can you? What is it? Is it just it's just Saban that's done that besides Spurrier, right?
Saban has taken LSU and Bama.
He's taken LSU, Bama,
Spurrier, South Carolina, Florida.
I don't.
That's it, right?
Muschamp hasn't yet. I don't think he will. I'm trying to go
through
my list.
Because the SEC title game's only been a thing since 1992.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, Bear Bryant couldn't have done that.
So the second best coach in the SEC, well, currently third best overall. Actually, I don't know. I'm not going to get into all that. But, yeah. So the point is, though, that I don't know. We'll see what happens with the timing on that game. I'm hoping I got to work that day, but I'd like to go tailgate for one more game this season. That would be a good one to go to, because there's always a chance, especially if Tennessee can somehow pull out a miracle on Saturday. But, I mean, give me your 1 to 100. Give me your chances that Tennessee wins Saturday. Where are y'all at? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to about – with Maurer starting, and if we let him play the whole game, because that's key. You can't pull him. I'm at about 45.
I couldn't have said it better, man. Right there. Literally 45%.
What did ESPN's FPI have, Matt?
65% Mississippi State. So I think 35. I'm going to go right now, just to be different. I'll do 43.
Sure. Justin?
I'll go 40% chance.
So nobody's 49. Willing to take a gun to the head and say Tennessee's going to win.
Nah, Stetson said 49%.
51-49.
So, no, nobody in this room is above 50% because there's so many unknowns still.
This is still a team that lost to Georgia State.
Let's we got to be realists, man.
And we are
realists, and I'm the biggest realist there was. And trust me, y'all don't want me to get into how real I've been about how bad this team has been for the whole offseason. We're not going to get into that again, but I just believe that – I guess I want to believe. I guess I'm hanging my hat, and I guess a lot of us negative Nancys and that you know, y'all – not y'all necessarily, but some of the media makes fun of, is hanging their hat on Tennessee at least looking better with Maurer going forward. The team somehow rallies behind them, but, you know, we let this this incompetent head coach just get out of his own way, and Maurer finds a way to win, and the team rallies. I mean, that's our only hope. I mean, I'm still not the drive put the poll out. Will Tennessee win six wins? Is it likely Tennessee will win six this year? It all starts Saturday, but I'm still saying no. But I'm thinking we're going to look better under Maurer as long as we again let him play the whole game despite injury. We can't continue to flip flop our quarterbacks. We just need to pick one and stick with it until he gets a leg broken and play him out.
Oh,
so.
I mean that took a turn quickly, Westchester. My goodness.
Alrighty. All right. Have a good show. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate the phone call, Westchester. That took a dark turn at the end.
Yeah, we don't need that bad juju.
My goodness, man.
Wrap those ankles, Brian.
Just a little bit right there. Just a little bit. Well, trying to brighten up the segment just a little bit. Here.
Talk to me.
This segment of Overtime has brought to you by KC Kitchen Center, brought to you by the founder of Knoxville Stone Interiors, Kelly Milligan. Got the brand new showroom, 5902 Kingston Pike in historic Bearden, located across from Food City and next to Pelican Snowballs. Stop in there, take part in the classes that are going on at the Creative Classroom. If you or your company or family, anyone like that, they need space to rent out for a meeting, a sale, a party, a shower, even a wedding you want to plan sometime in the near future, they got plenty of room to rent in their spacious event center. And at their core of KC Kitchen Center, they still have the same great wine selection and countertop options for your kitchen, bathroom, any other space in your home. They got granite, quartz, marble, and more. Just call 865-971-5800 for a free in-home countertop estimate. Visit them online, kckitchencenter.com. The letters KNC and Kitchen Center. www.thefanshop.com. See the showroom, 1502 Kingston Pike, open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, and they're open 9 to 2 on Saturday. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting, KC Kitchen Center. Let's hit the first break of hour two. 865-546-8200 is the number to hop on the next door phone lines if you want to get on the program like Westchester did. 546-8200. Be back more overtime after this. We got ALDS Game 5, Rays Astros on TV right now. I think this one just started recently. Yeah, I think
bottom of the first.
Moving to the bottom of the first right now. It's scoreless. I'm mesmerized by this tweet. This is from Mandy Bailey. She is the chief meteorologist of KTEN News. It's like South Oklahoma, North Texas. She sends a screenshot. This is the state of Oklahoma right now. This is earlier today, actually. So I'm going from left to right here from this screenshot from this meteorologist. So it's like left side of the state and like a little bit of North Texas. It's under a hard freeze warning and a freeze warning. If you get closer to the middle of the state, Oklahoma City, it's just a freeze watch, okay? Very cold out there. You go to the eastern part of the state. So we just had the freeze warnings. East Oklahoma has severe thunderstorm warnings and flash flood watches.
Smacked it.
All going on at the same time. That's some Tennessee stuff.
I was just gonna say that reminds me of like Tennessee weather. You get something different in West Tennessee than you would in East Tennessee.
I'm just messing around.
Why
with
is Tennessee weather the way it is, man?
It's where
we got a valley in the east. That's where we live. We got a plateau. You know what is that, northwest of here, and then it's flatlands around Nashville. And then the weather systems that come from the
Mississippi River.
What is it, the Ozarks in like Arkansas, move into like Memphis.
Yeah, we're in a very.
That was beautiful.
That's amazing.
Thank you for that.
I mean that.
He might try to overtake Cody McClure as the chief meteorologist here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is it going to rain on Saturday?
It's going to rain.
Unfortunately.
Okay, Ollie.
Who wants this puppy?
It's raining sideways.
It's raining sideways. Oh, that's fantastic stuff.
I think I'm rooting. Oh my gosh, that was tough. I'm sick. I'm sick. Nobody make fun of that voice crack.
Hey, you're my boy.
That
I was gonna
good.
Let it ride,
I
bro.
That.
Nah,
that I was, think I'm rooting.
That was too bad for me to try to fight through. I think that's I'm nice. Rooting for the Astros to win another World Series at
I
this
am
point.
Too. I like them.
Astro.
We love you, Justin.
Yes. We do.
That was fantastic. If you want to look ahead, go ahead and start looking at some college football this weekend since I can't be here tomorrow to talk about it.
Let's do it, man.
Good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this one. You got a couple of ranked teams starting tomorrow. Number 20, Virginia at Miami. That's your 8 o'clock. If you want a Pac-12 after dark nightcap on Friday, you can see Mel Tucker in Colorado. They will go to number 13, Oregon. Check that out. Oregon, a 3-touchdown favorite over Colorado, though. So, of course, Tennessee kicks off at noon. I know this game's at noon every year, but damn it, does Texas-Oklahoma really have to be a noon kickoff?
It's just the way life is, man. Death, Texas, and the Red River rivalry at noon.
That's always a noon kickoff, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's never not been noon.
Did you peep how clean that alliteration came
out?
That was
good.
Thank you.
I saw you. You had practice this morning.
I did. I had practice this morning. I had to get it right,
He's
man.
Cheating. He's cheating, y'all.
I mean, honestly, man, do y'all say shootout?
The Red River rivalry sounds.
I mean, I grew up with it being shootout, so.
It's in Texas, right? They're not going to be affected by this crazy Oklahoma weather?
No. Yeah, it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas.
Okay. Texas State Fair. Apparently, there's just, as any fair goes, there's always the fair food. Apparently, the food at the Texas State Fair, though, is unmatched.
Yeah, one of my homies actually is moving from Dallas to Houston, and he's leaving Dallas, but he was like, I have to stop at the State Fair before I leave. And
I don't know. I feel like your State Fair does not have any credibility if the whole state doesn't say, oh, there's no food like our state fair's food.
This is Texas, though. They
I
might
mean,
have
everything's
claim.
Bigger in Texas, so maybe it's like a 5-foot-long Frankfurt or something. But
I don't know. Hey, Stetson, do some intern stuff and look up some Texas State Fair food. I'm very interested in this.
Y'all got me hungry now, dude.
Oh, same here.
We do this every show, though. I always talk about food.
When I went to Dallas in July, we drove past the Cotton Bowl and where the fairgrounds are. Mm-hmm. Of course, it wasn't going on then, but the place is very impressive. Cotton Bowl, an impressive place. I hope they always play games at the Cotton Bowl.
Me too.
That's one of those Coliseum, Roman Coliseum type of venues, right?
It is. It's very historic. And speaking of Texas, man, it's time for A&M in Texas to play again. Let's make that
Thank
happen.
You.
Let's
Thank
make that
you.
Happen, man.
I don't know how what those two world? Can't come to an agreement to play each other.
Oh.
I really don't know. There needs to be the Lone Star Showdown at least once every few years.
Yeah, has to be, man.
I'm not saying play every year, like make it one of those out-of-conference rivalries that just get played every year, like Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, Florida State, but they need to play. They haven't played since A&M moved to the SEC.
That's like Georgia and Georgia Tech stopped playing. To me, that's just criminal.
Right.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem right.
I got some updates.
Talk to me.
Tell us about this food, Stetson.
All right, so they have the typical cotton candy, turkey legs, Oreos, funnel cakes, corn dog stuff. Yes, but here they have a fried lemon pound cake. Sounds interesting. It's top three on the top 10 list at the fair. They also have a Texas fried Frito pie.
Ooh.
Which probably is very unhealthy, but I also want to try it.
That's going to make my stomach hurt.
It just says Frito pie.
Chili and sharp cheddar that's encased in corn chips and battered and deep fried.
That sounds so unhealthy. I'll take seven of them.
You get like a slice of it?
It looks like it almost looks like the size of like a wing.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And then they have something called fried tamales. So obviously with like it being Texas, they have a bunch of Tex-Mex stuff.
Oh,
so like,
obviously, yes.
It looks interesting. I'm trying to see anything else. A fried latte.
Huh?
It's like a pastry with cappuccino ice cream.
I'm good.
That's for the folks that come to the fair from Austin.
It was named most creative, so
they like to keep it weird. They like to bring Austin with them.
Different.
I'd like to go watch a Texas OU game one year.
Yeah,
I really would, just to also take in that, because you're having a historic college football game in the middle of a state fair.
Yeah,
that's very unique. You also see Big Tex. How tall is Big Tex? Hold on, I'll look it up. Big Tex. And like that thing's been there forever. Big Tex is 55 feet tall.
Goodness gracious.
Woo! Big Tex can withstand winds up to 100 miles an hour without needing support wires.
Okay, so I'm looking at like the State Fair of Texas, their updated menu page now, just like new foods that they're trying there. They have this deep fried Nutella custard stuffed French toast. That sounds so good.
That actually does.
I love Nutella and I love French toast, and I've never thought about mixing the two, but now that that's there, we'll probably try that.
You ever had a Nutella crepe from like the French market?
Mm-hmm. Yes, bro.
With like bananas and strawberries.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
It's different.
I have a quick confession. I've never been to the French market. I really want to go.
You should try it. Yeah, they got good crepes. Okay. I don't know what else they have. I assume bread. Cheese.
That's a pretty
Pasta.
Good guess.
It's France.
It is the French market.
It's France food.
A lot of bread and cheese. But OU Texas this year, another good one. Texas ranked number 11. Oklahoma at 6. I can't wait till Jalen Hurts rips them a new one. It's going to be fantastic.
What if I told you Ellinger has more passing TDs than Jalen Hurts?
I would believe it. I would believe it because Hurts has obviously used his legs a lot more.
Yeah.
And Lincoln Riley is not afraid to use him in a lot of designed plays. So I would believe you, because Ellinger's great. I'm not discounting them. I'm just saying that Oklahoma has a much better offense. Now watch me say that and Texas win by 3 touchdowns, because this game is always stupid every single year.
This game is always, always stupid. That's what I was going to ask, because you guys have to predict, because he won't be here tomorrow. So what are you thinking as far as this one?
The game last year was really close too, right? Like a game-winning kick, wasn't it?
I mean, Kyler Murray had to lead that crazy comeback.
Yeah, yeah.
And you basically knew he was going to win the Heisman then and there, or at least be invited.
Yeah.
Even though they still lost. I don't know, just because they did lose last year, and they did get their revenge in the Big 12 title game.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that. So Oklahoma's going for back-to-back wins over Texas here. I still got Oklahoma. It's going to be a typical Big 12 game. Let's do 51-45 Ooh. Sooners. Yeah, I'm calling
for
it.
They did have a shootout with LSU, so
DBU, Texas, get out of here. Texas has no damn secondary.
I think I do agree Oklahoma, I think, will win, and I do think it'll be pretty high scoring.
It was 48-45 last year. So
if it was high scoring last year, it'll be high scoring this year.
The over-under is 75.5.
Over. Over.
Over.
Over. That is a crazy over-under.
Who's just going to guard C.D. Lamb back there?
No one.
You know?
For Texas, no one.
Yeah.
They have DBU. Come on.
With that 2.89 GPA, man.
Who's the guy that called out? I can't remember the dude's name that called out.
That was a bad thing to do.
I call him a dumbass. That's
I hope they line him up with CeeDee Lamb, and CeeDee Lamb just torches him.
He's going to route him up, man.
This ain't no. Our Bowl's nothing compared to Texas OU. It's nothing compared to Red River. Get out of here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Like, Jalen Hurts has done nothing but playing big games.
Trash talk for after the game.
Yeah.
Where you can prove it.
Especially if you're the underdog.
Yeah.
You're right, Malcolm. Jalen Hurts has done nothing but big games. Any season he's played college football, it's not ended in the college football playoff.
Well, and I mean, just think about it last year when he got put into the SEC championship game after sitting behind Tua the entire year, going
and
leading no comeback against Georgia.
Flawlessly.
And didn't miss a beat, man.
Now, Kirby had to help him with the worst fake punt call I've ever seen in my entire life. But
that's why I honestly... Y'all can believe in Kirby if you want to.
4-0 Astros, bottom of the first. Well, this isn't looking good for Tampa.
This is a repeat of the Braves Cardinals game.
And we got one on, one out for the Astros.
Oh, man.
Tyler Glasnow is having another tough start after he gave up a bomb to Altuve in his start earlier in the series.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for starting pitchers when they just come out and lay an egg.
I like Jose Altuve, though. Fellow short king.
Yeah.
Short
yeah.
kings rise up, man. Love Jose Altuve. Let's pick some other real quick games to pay attention to. The big one of the week, not just in the SEC, but in college football in general, 8 o'clock. Ooh, 8 o'clock primetime ESPN. Number 7, Florida goes to Death Valley. Number 5, LSU. I'm just checking the line for the first time. 13.5-point favorite LSU is at
really?
My bookie. 13.5. Death Valley's no joke, as we all know.
I always love this game, man. I really do. Florida,
these
LSU,
hate each
they cannot stand each other.
It doesn't matter like how good like LSU might be or how good Florida. It's always I just always remember it being a close game.
You guys think Joe Burrow? You think he's honestly going to just light it up like he's been doing, or is this a trap game for LSU?
I think he'll be challenged.
Yeah.
I think he'll be challenged. Florida has one of the best defenses in the country.
They got to be riding high off that victory against Auburn, because you mean Auburn was coming into that game with some good wins against Oregon, win against A&M. So, I mean, we'll see.
We'll pick some of these games before we call it quits here tonight. But, obviously, I've been waiting for another really good weekend in college football.
Yeah,
and it's coming up this Saturday. You would have – I know this game doesn't have a lot of press like it usually does, but you do have – the battle for the jeweled shillelagh, fellas, USC Notre Dame.
You are just different.
I had to show off. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, you have different. A top 20 ranked matchup in the Big Ten, Iowa, Penn State. Iowa having the most god-awful offensive performance I've ever seen last week against Michigan. They only put 3 points. They just kept moving the ball backwards. Wazoo, Arizona State, Herm versus Leach.
Florida State versus Clemson.
That'd be very fun.
Alabama, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
I don't give A&M a chance in hell.
What, Jimbo, 75 mil?
No.
Kellen Mond, upset
yeah,
alert.
You're funny, no. Malcolm. You're funny. We'll round back out talking some college football when we close the show. But until then, we will play birthdays coming up next year. Y'all ready for another edition?
Let's get this boy
I need a win.
Game. Yeah, Stetson needs a win really bad. Maybe he can get one. Who knows? Birthday game's weird like that. Let's play birthdays on the other side. You're listening to Overtime Key here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Time for birthdays, October the 10th. I think the Rays finally got 3 outs. It's not looking good for them in Houston. The Rays weren't going to beat Houston as much as I wanted them to.
It's early.
Astros are too good.
It's early.
It's kind of like yesterday.
At least it's not.
You
kind of
just know. Yeah, that is true, Stetson.
Gosh, man.
You kind of just know, though.
The funniest thing, the funniest thing was people saying, like, hey, there's never been a comeback 13-0 before. Let's do it. And I was like, yeah, that would be great, but there's absolutely no way.
But you have to sometimes turn off your PS4.
13 runs in baseball is like 50 points in football.
I'd have a JG as my daddy tattoo on my back.
We had a handshake agreement yesterday, Stetson.
Really?
If the Braves came back, I would have got a tattoo that said JG is my daddy.
And my bet was I would drink a Truly with every meal for the rest of my life and probably die from liver disease at the age of 25.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
I was ready to
there's
do
no
it,
way
though.
It was going to happen.
I didn't I say ready. It, but I was going to eat cheese balls.
We need you to have some type of bet where you actually come through eating those cheese balls during
well,
the show.
Well, they reminded me of them because Utz is the sponsor for the NLDS. So.
Bro, Utz, sorry for the free ad. Great chips.
Cut the check, Utz.
I've never had them.
Big, bulky pretzels.
Yeah.
Change your life.
Cut. Boy.
Let's do birthdays.
All right, let's get it.
Shorter game today. It's only a best 3 out of 5. We only have 4 birthdays in this day in history. We got a couple solid names on here, though.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and jump into it here. We got Malcolm versus Justin versus Stetson. First birthday, 46 years old today. He is an American actor and a TV personality. He's appeared on several TV series, films, and on Broadway. However, he's most known for playing A.C. Slater on Saved by the
Mario
Bell.
Lopez.
It is Mario Lopez. It's fantastic. He's also been a TV personality for the entertainment show Extra. He's hosted America's Best Dance Crew for MTV, and he co-hosted the second season of the American version of The X Factor.
You know, it's
Khloe Kardashian. Interesting.
Absolutely crazy, as I never connected him with Slater.
Yes, bro.
Best Slater.
You know, that's my show, Saved by the Bell.
That's crazy. It's like when you learn Jason Gordon-Levitt was the kid from Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Malcolm, did you not know
that?
Pow. No.
I mean, shots fought. Yeah. You just changed my life.
Oh, we got the Rays on the board. Was that a solo shot?
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe I buried Tampa too early.
Hey, like Justin said, it's early, man.
That's true. And it's not 10-0.
Happy birthday, Mario.
Happy birthday, Slater. Malcolm on the board first. Next birthday here, 33. While we're watching baseball, he is a baseball player. He is an MLB player. He's American. He is, this might be advantage Justin because he plays for the
Bryce
Phillies.
It's not Bryce Harper. Ryan Heller?
No.
Is it Aaron Nola?
No.
JT Romuto?
No.
Can we let the
Andrew
man
McCutcheon.
Talk?
It's Andrew McCutcheon.
Okay.
Stetson eventually got – I checked his laptop to make sure he wasn't reading the roster.
No, I
he
have
wasn't.
Show prep. No, I just remember their – I mean, the Braves play him like
it's
20
McCutcheon.
Times a year.
Yeah. It is McCutcheon. Former longtime Pirate, 5-time All-Star. I forgot he won the NL MVP back in 2013.
Yeah.
That seems so long ago.
He sure did. He's on his third team since leaving Pittsburgh. It was the Giants and the Yankees last year and the Phillies this year. Okay, then. Well, happy birthday, McCutcheon. 33 years old.
Nice.
Stetson's on the board here. We got a point each for Malcolm and Stetson. Got 2 big birthdays here. A lot of athletes because these next 2 are going to be athletes as well. Let's do this one. He is 45 today. 45. I'm probably not going to have to give away a lot of hints here. He's a current analyst. He's a current TV
Tony
analyst.
Romo.
It is not Tony Romo. He's American. He's a semi-retired professional stock car racer. Famous dad.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy
What's
Johnson.
Dale Earnhardt who?
Junior.
Malcolm.
What?
No one was saying Junior. Y'all were just saying Dale Earnhardt.
You said Junior at the same time.
I heard Malcolm first.
No, all I said was Junior. So
you ready?
Well, I was
no,
going to give to the first person said no. Let's
no,
do it.
Come on. We
let's
got
it.
It.
No, it's fine.
As a gentleman, bro, you
got
to do it.
By order of the host, you do rock, paper, scissors. Here we go.
You ready?
I had a 3.
Yeah.
Doing best okay. Okay, 1 for Stetson.
Stetson
with a clean sweep. Stetson gets the point. Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough, I guess.
Gentleman's game. Rock, paper, scissors. All righty. So Stetson, by way of rock, paper, scissors, gets 2 points.
Okay.
To Malcolm's 1. Justin, you can still force a tiebreaker. You need to get both of these, though.
Cool.
This is our last birthday. He's the big 5-0 today. He is 50. He is an NFL legend. He is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
John Elway?
It is not John Elway.
Terry Bradshaw.
He is a Super Bowl champion, though.
Troy Aikman.
He played for four teams. No one said him yet. He was drafted by the Falcons, but he's most known for his time.
Brett Favre.
Packers is Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Let's go.
Who is he drafted by?
By the Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, he was just not sober for the entire time, so they had to cut him.
Who was the commissioner of the NFL at the time? Was it Tagliabue, however you say his name?
I believe so.
Because when he came out and read the name, he said the Falcons select Brett Favre.
Favre.
Brett Favre.
Happy birthday to the Guns.
Mr. Wrangler Jeans himself, Brett Favre. So, Justin's eliminated. I'm sorry, Justin.
It's all good. I'm trying to save my voice anyways.
This comes down to the same history between Stetson and Malcolm. I like that little excuse right there, Justin. That was really nice. Just trying to save your voice. Let me get Stetson on camera right here since it's going to come down to him and Malcolm. Here we go. So, it comes down to this day in history. We go back to this day in 1845. This school opened. This school is an American school.
Yale.
Is an academy. It is one of the military academies.
Navy.
The U.S. Naval Academy opened on this day in 1845. Not a good this day in history. That's the only really good one I found, or at least a really non-depressing one. Because when I went to thisdayinhistory.com, they had stuff about like Auschwitz. And I'm like, I'm not going to have that as a question. I'm surely not going to have
Auschwitz
that.
Is not.
And there's stuff like it's like General Custer's funeral today. Or something.
That's
like,
depressing.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, let's just do Naval Academy. Malcolm Harris, though.
Appreciate it, bro.
Is in the winner's circle yet again. Salute the Navy.
Salute.
Respect the troops. Naval Academy, only 1845. I would have thought it would have been open a lot longer than that.
I thought it would be older.
Because doesn't West Point go back to the 1700s?
Yeah, that's why.
Well, we didn't have our money right as a nation for a while, so it took a minute to get our
Navy. We also didn't have our Navy right for a long time, too, so that does make sense.
I think our Navy got depleted in the War of 1812, so.
Mm.
Nerd.
Yep.
I'm looking at some other This Day in Histories. on this day, 1973, the only time a vice president has resigned happened. Spiro Agnew resigned a full year before Nixon resigned.
My boy said, I see what's ahead.
Would y'all want to guess what made Spiro Agnew resign from office?
An affair?
Mm-mm. Wasn't anything sexual like that. Think Wesley Snipes. Tax evasion.
Ooh.
Oh.
Federal tax evasion.
Wesley Snipes.
Interesting.
That's hilarious.
The only time you will hear a comparison between Spiro Agnew and Wesley Snipes, I can guarantee you that. Let's hit a break here. Let's wrap up the show. We got some callers waiting and make some more college football predictions. Touch on some other topics when we come back and wrap up this Thursday edition of the show. If you would like to get on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, just call 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Wrap it up overtime when we come back. Back on overtime, wrapping up Thursday's edition of the show this football season. Don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing. Call Lloyd's Electric Service. Buy a Generac OnMax standby generator. Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facility Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. And now, if you're east of Knoxville, about out in Moorestown, they have their second location there as well. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. You can contact them at 865-692-6700 or go online to LloydsElectricService.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority. Follow the second. 4-1 Astros right now. So maybe Tampa Bay can stop the bleeding a little bit.
Put a little Band-Aid over it.
We shall see what happens. I'm hoping for some interest in this one. I'm hoping for a little bit of a comeback from the Rays. Just to make it worthwhile here. Then we're going to go over now to the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. We have Zach who is on the line. Zach, welcome into overtime, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good, man.
Z Hall, what's going on, baby?
What's up? You guys lead us off pretty well. mentioning Brett Favre. I was going to mention that one, but I was going to call in about the Atlanta curse.
Oh, there's a lot of ways you can go right here, Zach.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
So, I mean, just a... What was the stat, Malcolm, that Ella tweeted?
Let me pull that up, man.
Because it was something about the how long it's been since the Super Bowl.
Let's see.
And what it is now. I think it's in the group.
It was 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2 years, 8 months, 3 days, 28-3.
The curse is real, man.
Yep. Sure is.
The
yep.
curse is real.
Is he
I mean,
a Braves fan?
He's a huge Braves fan.
Dude.
Atlanta all the way.
Rough.
So, you know how we all said Cleveland was the most cursed city in sports?
Yes.
You go back to 1995, the one championship that Atlanta held was the Braves. And who did they beat? The Cleveland Indians.
Sure did.
Then you can go to about 98, where John Elway was coming off with not a very good Denver Broncos team. Falcons go to the Super Bowl, lose it. Awful there. And then we go to the Atlanta Braves. We have the infield fly, which was very depressing because I was sitting at a restaurant. Nobody knew what was going on. The refs called it, and we were like, what in the world? Before you know it, Turner Field looks like a big garbage dump with all those bottles thrown out there. And then we can go to 2015 with the Atlanta Hawks.
Told you about
the whole
that
month of January. Yeah. They go undefeated. The whole five starters go to the NBA All-Stars. First ever happened. The whole team goes and plays in the All-Star game. And then they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And then LeBron happened.
Exactly.
Sweet.
To the Cleveland.
Man.
And we all know what happened in the Super Bowl. Shanahan wrapped it up, went to San Francisco. Falcons offense hasn't recovered since, even though we have the great addition of Calvin Ridley. And then last night, getting off work, going home, walking in, turning on the TV, seeing a big 10-0.
Hey, you probably had the same reaction that Malcolm had when he got to the studio yesterday, because he had his phone on car mode. He's a responsible driver. He walks up to the station. Justin lets him in, and Justin, didn't he have like the biggest smile on his face, looking so happy with his baby blue Braves jersey on?
Malcolm looked like he was ready to stroll in and have a great show with his blue jersey on, and he just had no idea the truck that was about to hit him.
And then Justin
the
tells
him
the score.
That I gave him.
Oh, and then just it's just like a kid finding out that Santa's not real.
I was defeated, yeah. Man. I was floored, man. And it's. What do we do at this point? And, you know, you didn't talk about it because obviously we're Vols, but, you know, Georgia, 2nd and 23, man. Tua putting it up.
Oh, it's worse than that. It was a 2nd and 26.
26, yeah.
Even
so
worse.
2nd and 26.
Even worse.
And a
walk-off. In Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, they're still Atlanta United, guys.
Nah, nobody cares.
That is true. They did win last year, and there was a parade for the first time.
And Nashville is fixing to get a team.
Nashville's about to get an MLS?
Yeah.
Nashville SC. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Sure are. But, yeah, it's tough for Atlanta sports fans, Zach. And I'm thinking, like you were saying, everybody wants to talk about Cleveland being this big sport, big cursed sports city. And that was true to an extent until the Cavs finally broke that a little bit. And, you know, the Indians couldn't capitalize that same year because they blew a 3-1 lead to the Cubs, which was – up until that point, the most cursed franchise of all time. No. Cleveland's had some luck. Cleveland's had the luck recently. They have lost that stigma a little bit. It's just because of the Browns. It's only because of the Browns people still think that. If you want to talk about cursed sports towns, Atlanta's got to be up there. If they're not number one, they're 1B with Minneapolis in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Think about this. Think about the Vikings teams that should have won Super Bowls that haven't. Think about the Randy Moss 98 Vikings. Oh, and Chris Carter, too. But they lost to the Falcons in the NFC title game. And then you saw what happened to the Falcons there, too. You brought the Elway Broncos a little bit earlier. I'm thinking about the Twins haven't done anything since the 90s. Oh, my God. The Timberwolves are just putrid. And then they got the Wild up there for NHL. They haven't done anything. They're a newer franchise that started in 2000. But they started because a big hockey state in Minnesota, they lost the North Stars to Texas. They lost them to Dallas, Texas. How does Minnesota lose a hockey team to Texas? So it's got to be Minneapolis and Atlanta, Zach.
Yep. What's sad is the Thrashers just packed up and left the city.
They sure did.
Forget this.
I mean, I don't think – did anyone really attend Thrashers games, though? I think that was a big problem. No one really cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was also a big problem, though, too.
Being from Chattanooga, it was more Preds, but everything else was Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, we got Stetson here, the Braves fan, wearing his Preds gear in here. Just switch attention to hockey.
Did y'all like my tweet last night that – The mad face behind
that
the
joke
sad
was so
face.
Funny, bro.
That was good. Hey, Zach, you got anything else for us, man? We're up against it.
Nope. Just going to say Trey Young, Hunter, and Cam Reddish are looking good for the Hawks. I give them NBA Finals 2023.
Yes, sir.
Calling it.
Write it down.
Appreciate the phone call, Zach. Hey, all the optimism, okay? Stetson's turned his attention to the Preds. Zach's turned his attention to the Hawks. You just can't completely give up, I guess.
You got somebody like Trae Young. I mean, I understand the hype. My brother's hype about Luka Doncic, and I understand why. So,
yeah.
Stetson, you and me need to pick some college football games real quick, man, before we head out.
All right.
So we've already picked Texas Oklahoma, right? Did you give your score?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Florida
shootout.
Florida LSU.
LSU by 10.
I'm going LSU 31, Florida 24. I think that's going to be a good one, definitely.
Okay.
Don't sleep on Florida.
Alabama, Texas A&M. How much does Alabama win by? Texas A&M has no chance.
21.
Oh, I'm going like 30.
30 piece?
Yes. Absolutely. Who on Texas A&M is going to stop those receivers? Who in Texas A&M is going to stop Tua?
It's a good question.
I don't believe in that. Other slick games here. How about this just because it's the top 20? Penn State at Iowa. Stetson.
Penn State. Iowa just with that 3-point performance last week.
I think we have a very Big Ten game. I think Iowa gets the upset, 13-10.
Oh God!
I'm going very Big Ten, fellas. Anything else worth a crap I can pick right here before we pick Tennessee, Mississippi State? Do you think Clemson has any chance to get upset by Florida State?
No, they're coming out of that bye week. I feel like they're just gonna come out hot. Not overlook this Florida State team.
I think the same here. Stetson, it's time to give your Tennessee-Mississippi State prediction. What do you got?
I'm going to go Debbie Downer here. Mississippi State by 7.
I have to as well. I'm sorry, guys.
Y'all tripping.
I think Maurer looks great. I think he does. This team's still 1-4 for a reason, okay? So you obviously look more competitive than you did last week against Georgia. I got to ride with Stetson, though. I'm thinking Mississippi State wins, but Tennessee covers. It might be a heartbreaker. So Mississippi State by 5. Don't ask me a final score. I'm just thinking they win by less than 6.
I want to be wrong, but
– same, obviously.
Okay.
There it is.
There it is.
Well, Malcolm, Justin, you – too, and Matt have a fantastic show tomorrow. I will be listening on my way to Morristown.
Friday Night Lights, man. Excited to we're going to pick some games. NFL, huge weekend. Mm-hmm. College football, huge weekend. And we'll get into some NBA talk as well, man.
As well as Justin Feist's good news of the week.
Ooh.
I like the news segment.
I love it too, man. It picks me up when
I'm
down.
It was originally good and bad news, but there's enough bad news, so it's just a feel-good little segment to get the people pushed into the weekend nicely.
Well, tune in to Malcolm, Justin, and Matt. They'll have overtime tomorrow from 6 to 8. Tune in to 3 and Out tomorrow morning. Malcolm, again, is doing double duty. He will be on with the Godfather and Davey.
Godfather and D-Money, man.
Get some sleep, Malcolm.
I need to.
Do you got to go work after this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I gotta be at work at 11:15. So
use that call-in day, man.
But I'm trying to hold off on that because I know Halloween. I'm gonna want to do something. So
that's also true.
All right, let's do it.
You got this tomorrow, man. You got this. Malcolm will be on from 7 to 10, and again from 6 until 8. You can catch him bookending the days of Fan Run programming tomorrow. It's gonna be fantastic. But until then, I'll see you on Monday. For Malcolm Harris, Justin Feinstein, Stetson Marlin, I'm Tara Carson. Y'all have a good weekend. Hope the Vols can pull it out. Hope Brian Maurer looks fantastic. I'll see y'all next week.